That cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm really grateful to be in the presence of souls like you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really appreciate you. Even if I haven't ever met you yet, I still appreciate you. The Holy Spirit's interpretation of fear, which is that fear is
lack of
love, a call for love. See, y'all got it. See, of course, not that hard to understand. He said, does dispel it. So if you want to dispel your fear, you use the Holy Spirit's interpretation of fear, which is it is a call for love. And the Course says the Holy Spirit, I love this, is nothing but your loving right mind. I like that. He says every one of us has a loving right mind covered up by a fearful wrong mind. And those popular New Age circles that say everything is right and there are no wrongs. And all paths exist. The only problem with that is you don't have time enough to try all of them. You don't have time enough to try all directions. So in order to move forward, then you have to tell yourself some directions are wrong for me. That's not bad. That's not bad. Wrong isn't bad. In other words, if I wanted to come over here and teach this class today, it would have been a wrong decision to go to the sex poet at Colorado Convention.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
I would have gone with you.
We could have had the class there.
Off the loop.
So I went yesterday. So to come over here would have been the wrong decision.
And what was it called for those of us who want to go?
It was called, the convention is called Sex and So Much More.
Yeah.
Oh. Is it worth it?
It was. It was a joyful experience in seeing the body as innocent. I'm doing a one-day miracle training seminar that's going to be getting down with me. 25 years of the course, I want to bring it into that one day. If you'd like to do the seminar, it's $100. It's from 10 to 6. Put your name and phone number, and it's only going to be 20 people. And so, March 11th, 2 weeks from now. I haven't done a workshop by myself in about 3 years. That's what I used to do all the time, because I wanted to reach another level of understanding and acceptance and really bring something else into it. And so that's what I'm going to do. It's called advanced mind training. So I'm going to send that around. And I know the perfect people will be there. I'm so excited about being able to do the course longer than an hour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like I just get warmed up when it's time to stop. You know, because this book sucks you in. After about 2 hours, your ego like goes, forget it.
I give up.
It leaves. And then you say, wow, boy, ooh.
Mm-hmm. We can stay till 6 tonight.
Yeah.
All
right.
You could go 2 hours on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It says, the Holy Spirit's interpretation of fear does dispel it, for the awareness of truth can't be denied. If you're really aware of the truth of something, you can't deny it. If you're really aware of the truth of something, you can't deny it. On a lesser level, you could go, but once I'm aware that I'm allergic to sugar, you know, I won't deny it. So when somebody try to give me some sugar, I go, mm-mm. Because once I'm aware of the truth, I can't deny it. You see what I mean? And I like to use analogies to kind of bring it home. So if I become aware that everything I'm looking at in the world is a call for love, then I can't deny love.
Wow. That sounds simple.
It is. Because the Course says no intelligent being would ever ask you to do something that you couldn't do now and that you, and it would also be something that you would be willing to do now. That an intelligent being asks you to do what you want to do, and it's what you can do. An unintelligent being sets up lots of obstacles in front of you and tell you that you got to do this stuff that you can't do and don't want to do. So the path becomes, I'm going to force myself to do something I really don't want to do. And that's where most people approach their spiritual path. It's like, all right, you know, all right, I'll have to look. You see what I'm saying? It's like, if it's really coming from your higher self, why wouldn't an intelligent being say, your part in the plan, first of all, your part in the plan requires you to do nothing but be you. As you are right now, and I'm going to only ask you to do what you are willing to do and able to do and want to do, and you'll do it now. Now, that's my plan. And then another guy is saying to another person, I want you to do what you don't really want to do, can't do, not going to be able to do for a long, long time, and that you feel like it's a sacrifice. Will you do that for me? And you see the difference?
Yeah.
An intelligent being is going to say, I'm going to make it as easy as possible for you to do it. And that's what the Course is. It's always asking us to do stuff that we could do right today, never something that would take months to do. For instance, every one of us today could walk out of here and call whatever happens to us the rest of the day as a call for love. The book didn't say you had to believe it was a call for love, and it didn't even say you had to answer it. It said that you could give it and then you receive it faster, but the first phase, of course, says it's just to recognize it. So could every one of us do that today?
Yes,
if we wanted to?
Absolutely.
Of course we could. We could go out here today, every one of us go out here today, and no matter what happens the rest of the day, say sincerely or insincerely, that's a call for God. See, the truth is going to always ask you to do what you can do now. Now, the ego part that believes in complexity and failure, now what it does with what I just said is goes unconscious. Some of y'all went totally unconscious. And you know who you are, but you went out. Do you know why?
Because it's a threat to the ego?
Yeah, it's because it's a threat to your part of you that believes you do not deserve to be happy. And you do not deserve love. And you do not deserve peace. So what it does, that part of your mind goes unconscious. Why? Because by you going unconscious, you will continue the pattern you've always had and continue to experience life as ups and downs. The Course has taken us from a life of ups and downs to a life of ever-expanding good. So that the changes you go to instead of the change of up and down becomes the change of more and more. So do you want the change of more and more joy, or do you want to continue the roller coaster of hell?
I want more joy. More joy.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking for the mo folk. Hey, mo folk. Some people notice I dyed my beard gray.
Serious call for love.
Serious call for love. See, isn't that great? Could you imagine everybody looking at you going, boy, you a call for love. I mean, and that's what you find yourself doing.
You just, I think that can really happen. I mean, you know, when I just think a light what kind of went on, it's like, my God, I think that could really be the shift that they're looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bought a bunch of books, didn't read any of them, and now it's so simple. Everything's a call for love. Or
well, stick around with me. It's going to get simpler. I'm a very simple teacher. And all teacher means is demonstrator. Mm-hmm. And I'm a learner. Mm-hmm. And I teach best what I most need to learn. Mm-hmm. So you can always tell what a person wants to learn by what they want to teach, mm-hmm, and what they want to demonstrate. If a person wants attack, then they attack. A person who wants to be murdered, murders.
Wow.
Whatever the person gives is always what they subconsciously want to receive from you.
Wow.
So it's not about doing unto others.